Thank you, Smith, for sharing that
beautiful,
if I may, song with us this morning. I want to once again wish all our mothers a happy Mother's Day, not just the ones that are gathered here in the sanctuary with us, but all of you moms that are on the live stream this morning, and all you moms who may be watching later in the week. We hope that you have a wonderful day, had a wonderful day, and a happy Mother's Day. So we want to know that you're as important to us as a mom, as the moms that are present this morning. And so we pray blessings upon you as well. And so we're just so thankful for all our moms. We do want to take just a moment, just a couple announcements we want to share with you. We do want to remind you of our men's taco night this coming Tuesday at Los Amigos, 6:30. So that's May 16th at this Tuesday. And so, guys, come on out and just have a good time of fellowship with us. And that, once again, that's this Tuesday. And we also want to remind you that the nominations list is on the bulletin board in the hallway. If you would take a look at that this morning before you leave and see if you've been nominated for a position. And if you have, if you want to leave your name in nomination, if you would initial that, and if you want to remove it from nomination, if you would just draw a line through that, we would greatly appreciate that. And so make sure you check that this morning on your way out. There are other announcements in the bulletin, and so we will allow you to take a look at that. And just be part of all that's happening here in the church. And we're grateful when you participate. Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's Mother's Day. We've been reminded several times today, and so it is indeed Mother's Day. And, of course, Mother's Day was established to show honor and respect to our moms. And I believe we should do that very thing. Most moms, unfortunately not all moms, but most moms are some of the greatest people on earth. They're very important in the life of their children. They're very important to raising godly children. And so moms are vitally important. I know we've already did this, but I want you to know that you're appreciated. So if you're a mom or a mom figure in the life of somebody else, would you please stand for a moment? Come on, moms, I know. As we look around, isn't it interesting that most of our church is made up of moms? What a blessing. Let's give them a good, good round of applause this morning. And then I'm going to ask us to do one other thing. There are moms that are watching this morning. Moms, you can be seated. There are moms that are watching this morning. There'll be moms throughout the week that will be watching. Can we give them a happy Mother's Day and give them a good applause this morning as well? To all you moms watching. Well, the truth is this morning, it's impossible to completely understand the influential power a mother has on her children. Abraham Lincoln once said, "All that I owe, all that I am, I owe to my darling mother." Moms are one of the most important people in our lives. You even see on television when you're watching a sports show and the camera moves over to the bench or to a couple of the guys or the gals in the there on the sideline, the first thing they do is wave and say, "Hi, Mom." Moms are important. Moms have a tremendous influence. And yes, dads are important today, but it's Mother's Day. We'll talk about the importance of dads on Father's Day, but moms are important. Believe it or not, I had a mom. I know. I've talked about my mom often on Mother's Day and shared stories about my mom, and I do owe a lot to my mother. She's had, she wouldn't be happy if I called her mother. She never liked the word mother. She wanted to be called mom. But anyway, my mom had a lot to do with who I am today. She always held me to a higher standard. You've heard me say that time and time again. And boy, did she at times. And I'm glad she did. A lot of who I am today and the things that I know and how I do things is because of my mom. And I greatly appreciate that. And Dave mentioned about things your mom passed on to you, and I couldn't help but think about things my mom would often say to us. One thing that comes clearly back to my mind when I was a small child is, wait till your father gets home. And then as I got older, my mom would always say, well, Michael, it could be worse. And I have 100 other things that mom would often say, but we cannot escape how much mom influences the life of her children and her family. And so it's appropriate, I believe, to honor our moms. In fact, we must understand we are commanded to honor our mother. I know many people impact our lives, and we should respect them. However, those individuals are not necessarily mom. No one is like mom. A mother is one of a child's best caregivers. And because of all that mom does and has done and continues to do, she deserves to be honored. And I want to take a few moments this morning as we look at Scripture and share with you in regard to honoring our moms. And so let's take our Bible, if you would, and turn over to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. And it shares three powerful verses with us in regards to the parents in general, but mom and dad in this passage of Scripture. But let's look at it together. I appreciate if you'd stand as we read the Word this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 this morning. It shares with us, children, that's every one of us. When you were a child, might still be. That was supposed to be funny, but anyway. Back to the Word. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Join us in a word. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we are so thankful that we have the opportunity to gather together and worship you, to sing songs and to engage in fellowship and worship and prayer. Lord, what a privilege it is to come and worship today. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would have your will and your way be accomplished in the remaining of this service. Lord, I ask that you would once again remind us of how important mom has been in our life. And we thank you today for giving us moms. And we ask for your blessings once again upon them. But Lord, as we come to your word, it's so clear in regard to this thing of honor. And so I ask, Lord, this morning that you would help us stir our heart and mind in regard to this thing of honoring our moms. Lord, we thank you for all you do. We ask in your precious name. And amen. Well, without question, most moms are amazing. Because of that, let's take a few moments and think about honoring mom. And as we begin to think about that, I do want to come to this very clear understanding. First thing is, we are commanded in Scripture by God to honor our mother. You'll find in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, which is where Moses shares the Ten Commandments. And so we see here in Exodus 20, 12, it says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. We find lots of commands in Scripture to do this and to do that. But this is one of the Ten commandments that God gave to the nation of Israel when He was establishing them as a nation. And He said to that nation, you will honor your mother. They're commanded. They're told, this is what you do. Godly men and women will honor their mother. No escaping that. We are commanded as believers, as God-fearing men, women, and children, we are commanded clearly in Exodus 20:12 to honor our mother. We would find also over into Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3 shares with us, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. And so not only do we find in Exodus this command to honor our mom, we also find in Leviticus that we are to revere, or once again, honor, respect, and we'll talk a little more about that in a minute, our mothers. And we also find that tells us, of course, to keep my Sabbath, but what I want us to understand here is, I am the Lord your God. This isn't just a statement from the pastor of the church, or a good friend of yours, or a visiting minister, or a group of singers. This command is from God, that we revere our mother. I think we can quickly see in Scripture how serious God begins to take this thing of honoring our moms. Not only do we find that in the Old Testament, many other Old Testament passages, but we'll find over in Mark, in the New Testament, chapter 7, verse 10. Listen to what this shares with us. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, underline this, let him be put to death. That makes you stop and think for just a moment, and you'll find a very similar passage in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. And so we see how serious this thing of honoring mom is. If you don't honor, instead the opposite of that would be curse. The Lord says, Scripture says, that you should be put to death. That's not like getting sent to your room. Or getting your cell phone taken away. Or any of those other things. This thing of honoring mom is about life and death. Have you ever heard your mom say, I brought you into this world? I can take you out? Honoring mom is a life and death scenario. I would, if I could, encourage you to honor your mom. We hope to see you next week, so we hope she doesn't take you out between now and then. And we hope the Lord doesn't take you out between now and then, but honoring mom is a serious thing. Not because we think so, but because Creator God said so. And by the way, Scripture says it's the right thing to do. Let's repeat that together, can we? It's the right thing to do. To honor mom. And that's hopefully what we've done today, is to honor you, to let you know that you are loved and appreciated. The truth is, none of us would be here without mom. We need to take a moment today to honor mom. Well, the second thing I want us to consider today as we're thinking about honoring mom is to think for just a minute in regard to this thing of honor. When we say honor mom, what does that really mean? And so to do that, as you know, I'm a word guy. I like to understand what words really mean to us. And so let's, if we can, kind of dive in for just a few moments to the definition of honor. if you went to a dictionary and started looking it up, you would find things like this. To have high respect for. When you come to Scripture would tell us, in regard to honoring mom, it is about having high respect. Of course, New King James uses revere. But we are to respect our mom. It's unfortunate in the culture we live today, most people don't have respect for anything or anybody, let alone mom. I knew what would happen in my day if I did not show respect to my mom. That did not turn out well. It didn't turn out well in that moment, and it didn't turn out well when Dad got home from work. We might need a little bit more of that in our day. Respect for mom. So when we're talking about honoring mom, we're showing mom respect. Not only does honor talk about respect, but the honor also means to give glory, recognition, and distinction to. And so when we talk about honoring mom, now I know all glory is due to the Lord, but I think there's some times in our life where we should share a little bit of glory with mom. Mom puts a lot of effort into our lives. And in that, I think we should thank her and tell her how much we appreciate what she has done. But not only is it about giving glory, it's about recognition. Recognizing the fact that mom has done so much in your life. And today, we've tried to recognize mom. Moms that are present, moms that are watching online, we want to recognize you. That's all about honoring you. But it's not only about recognition, it's about distinction. There are people we refer to as being very distinct. They're very important people. Of all the important people in the world, mom is one of them. If not, one of the most important people in the world. And so we give distinction to mom. We honor her. We also find words like to hold in respect or esteem, to lift up. So when we talk about honoring mom, we're talking about lifting her up, making her feel important and special. Love. Appreciate. And the words could just go on and on and on. And I hope right now in your mind, word after word is coming about this thing of honoring mom. So when we talk about honoring mom, it's about showing her a tremendous amount of respect. It's about recognizing her and giving her distinction. It's about lifting her up and letting her know how much she is loved and appreciated. And so that's what is honoring mom is all about. And might I add, we honor mom by the way that we live our lives. You have to think about that for just a moment. We honor mom by the way we live our lives. There's nothing more precious than the words of a mom to her son or her daughter. I am so proud of who you are. We honor mom by the way we live. But we also discover, as we're thinking about this command to honoring our moms, is this question of who deserves honor. Well, we know that mom does, because it's commanded. Mom deserves honor. But I think it's interesting when we come to Scripture that we find verses like Romans chapter 13, verse 7. As we ask who deserves honor, Of course, mom does. We know that. We've already shared with you that we're commanded to do so. But Romans 13:7 shares with us, render therefore to all their due. This is unfortunate. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Anyway, yes, it's godly to pay your taxes. Custom to whom customs, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Romans shared with us, honor to whom honor is due. And so today, it's right to honor mom because Scripture says, God says, honor your mom. And so honor is due to her. According to Scripture. But we also find, as we read to you in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And so I believe it's very clear this morning, we could go on and on and on, but you get this ideal that Scripture is serious about this thing of honoring mom. But as we think of what about Ephesians shares with us, not only about honoring your father and your mother, but it shares with us this interesting fact, which is the first commandment with promise. And so I think we have to think about that for a moment when we think about honoring mom. What we come to understand is those who honor their parents, who honor their mom, are blessed. Not only is it a command from Creator God, but when children honor their mom, Scripture says that they are blessed. In Exodus 20, again, verse 12, as we go back there, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God is giving you. If you show honor, respect, and all that to your mom, the Lord says that you have the opportunity of a long life. There must be an opposite of that then that is true. If you don't honor mom, she might take you out. But God promises those who honor parents, honor mom, that they're blessed with long life. Powerful thought. We see there in Exodus. But let's come back to Ephesians for a moment. That says with us, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first command with promise. We see that promise in Exodus. But we also see right here in Ephesians chapter 3, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Not only is there the blessing of a long life, but there's a blessing that it will be well with you. The truth is, church, when we show respect and honor, especially to mom and dad and others who deserve honor, something is happening. It's this thing of respect. And when we give that to mom, it does something for us. We often refer to it as character and integrity. It's well with us. You can go and do your own research if you want, but if you go out here and you find and encounter disrespectful people, if you look at the life they live, the struggles they have? Why? Because God said, if you honor your mother, it'll be well with you. If you don't show honor to her, there's going to be trial and struggle. Because there's something about showing honor and respect to others. It's a God thing. It's what God intended. That's how God created. And God's original intention for humanity.
is this thing of honor and respect. And those whom show honor and respect, especially to mothers, not only will there is the promise of a long life, but a promise that it'll be well with you. You have the blessing to be able to live a good life. Well, we could spend so much time just sharing with you about what Scripture says in regard to honor and honoring our mothers. But it just really comes down this morning to this thought. It's the right thing to do. And so as we come to a close this morning, make no mistake about it. Mothers are to be honored according to Scripture. It is the will of God. And I hope that today, especially today, on Mother's Day, you'll be right in the center of God's will. And you will show honor to your mom in some form or fashion today. That doesn't mean you have to go out and buy a big expensive gift. Most moms would be happy with a hug and a statement from their kids, "I love you, Mom." Is there any mom who wouldn't be happy with that this morning? All the moms here are smiling that I can see. They'd be very pleased with that. They'd be okay with a handwritten card. Just a little attention from the children that they brought into this world. Moms need to be honored. And I believe we should honor them. In fact, we need to honor and thank them for all that mom does. So I wonder today, are you honoring your mom? Are you living well, or are you going to live a long life? It starts with honoring your mom. Some of you might be thinking today, well, my mom has gone on. Many of us are in that scenario. But when all our moms stood up in the church, there's plenty of moms here. And so I would encourage you, if you don't have a mom that you're able to give a hug to, and before you leave church today, that you'll seek out one of those moms. And you'll give them a hug. And you'll let them know how much you appreciate them. Just because they're mom. Let's stand together this morning. Lord, once again, we come to you and we are so thankful for the beautiful moms that you have placed in our lives. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them, encourage them, and keep them. There are moms that have, as we understand, who have lost children, been through difficult scenarios. And we pray for them, Lord, and we ask that you would honor them in such a special way that you would be ever so close to them in this day. We ask, Lord, for a hedge of protection about all our moms. But Lord, I also ask that you would help us, each one of us, to recognize how important mom is and to show her honor and respect today and every day. So help us, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless our moms. So we ask in your precious name. Amen. I want to remind you that there's no service this evening. We want to give you plenty of opportunity to spend time with your mom if you can. And we also want to let every mom know that we're thinking of you. And so Aubrey has a basket there at the back. And so moms, get a pen and a bookmarker. We want you to know that you are thought of and prayed for. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all our moms. God bless you. You're dismissed.